Okay, thanks for the donation, Jose Miranda, $4.99. What are your thoughts on birthright citizenship being overturned, and do you think it will happen? Yeah, well, let's put in Robbie here because I know
Yeah, that's
Robbie
what I was
likes
going to say,
to.
Robbie, on this
Robbie
one.
likes to talk about birthright citizenship. I don't. I have to say, I don't think it's going to happen for the simple reason that the Supreme Court, which used to be so hard to read during their oral arguments 20 years ago, you couldn't tell shit. But now you totally can tell how they're going to vote from the way they ask the questions, and it's pretty clear you're going to have like a 7-2 roughly majority opposing Trump's executive order. And but you know the thing is, what's interesting is that the Supreme Court in a ruling that like people like glided by last year, basically has decided that like, now when they adjudicate a case that applies to sort of a general class, it only applies to the actual plaintiff, right? Nobody knows this. So it used to
Wait, what do you
be,
mean? Explain
well,
that.
so for example, like say there's the like now, let's say you had like the remember the Colorado gay cake case where
Yeah.
the guy like you know he so if that case had come around now, they would have ruled in his favor, but it would not do any good to anyone else who was in the same exact position that he's in. It would
Wait,
only
what do you mean?
apply to him, and anyone else who was in the same position would have to go back and seek redress from the courts individually. It used to be that like if you know, whatever, whether you're a Dred Scott or Korematsu or whoever, you know, whatever situation happened to you, now that court ruling applies to everyone in your situation, unless it's a decertified decision like Bush v. Gore.
Yeah,
So
but there's case law. I mean, it still creates case law, right?
it not the way it used to. Not really. I mean, it does create case law at the lower level, but if it makes its way all the way back to the Supremes, they kind of consider it de novo, which is the term, like basically like it was never there before.
And one ruling overrules the other in a kind of a weird sense.
Totally. Yeah, it's very strange. So I don't think so in a weird way, the Trump administration is likely to de facto have overturned birthright citizenship without getting it officially back. So anyone who is having birthright citizenship stripped by the federal government can avail themselves of the courts, but they're going to have to spend like $10 million to fucking to win their case, even though the truth is they should win their case because the Constitution is pretty clear.
Is it?
And
Explain that to me.
Okay, go ahead, Robbie. I'm sorry.
Robbie,
Yeah.
go.
Well, it's not clear. I mean, let's put this into context. The 14th Amendment was ratified after the War of Northern Aggression. That's what happened. The entire purpose, listen, I'm talking to a black man right here, okay? Totally fearless
No,
right here.
go ahead, Robbie.
And
Yeah.
now, here's the whole issue. It was about extending, making sure that slaves and their children had citizenship. That was the entire point
That's right.
of it. It had nothing to do with immigration. Now, it's a horribly written amendment. I mean, whoever wrote it was drunk, retarded, dropped as a baby. I have no idea. They're just badly written. But history's on my side here. In the
Is it?
1860s, it is, because in the 1860s, the Dakota Territories, Indian Territories were all under the jurisdiction of the United States government. No other country on this earth claimed them. That's a statement
But
of fact.
they were considered sort of semi-autonomous
By
nation
who?
states by
Puerto
the federal
Rico?
government.
No, they weren't. I mean, they were just there. But the point that I'm making is that Indians who were born, in the tribal nations didn't have American citizenship, even though
Right, because
they
they
were
were
under the
tribal nations.
jurisdiction.
No,
Right.
because
Yeah,
of what
but
I just said.
yeah, they were tribal nations. Like it's not like meaning those places weren't the U.S. Those places weren't America. Those
And
places were
they
slaves. They
still
claimed
kind of
it.
aren't, right? I mean, like the government needs to get permission from like Navajo Nation leadership to go onto the res.
Right.
The United States never recognized any of those. Then they go through and they make treaties like the Fort Laramie and stuff. They go in, they play games and stuff. But it was a very Byzantine, very British way, just trying to go through and try and bribe them and give them the blankets, whatever, give them as much booze. They wipe each other out as much as they can with alcoholism.
That's all true, but under the U.S. Constitution, a treaty obligation is a recognition. You don't sign a treaty with something that's not a nation.
I agree. Right. So it is on you. The only treaty I can think of that was ever actually ratified by the U.S. Congress was at the end of Red Cloud's war, when Red Cloud defeated the United States for the very first time. Like, the U.S. Congress never signed a treaty with the Creeks or the Cherokees or the Sioux or anyone else. That was the Department of Interior going through making agreements. That's where you get the whole idea of a rules-based order versus a law-based order. They were never recognized as nations. Those people were a nuisance. And the whole point that I'm making here with this, from a historical context, is that you cannot bestow citizenship on someone who comes over here, who's 9 months pregnant, pops a squat, fires out Junior, the baby's a citizen, when you had an entire race of people who are already here, and those citizenship rights were not given to those people either. What needs to happen?
But that's different because of what I said. They were tribal nations.
Yeah.
Okay. Then show me where Congress ever recognized them. Show me where the United States ever set up an embassy
by signing treaties with them. Those treaties were ratified by Congress.
No, they weren't. They were done by the Department of the Interior. Fact check me on this.
Okay, well, they should have been ratified by Congress.
Well, should have and were are two very different things.
But the point is, they did sign a treaty, right? So, and I guess
it wasn't lawful. I mean, again, under the Constitution, only Congress can sign a treaty. That's why, for example, if you know this whole thing going through with Iran, if I was ever made the Grand Baptist Ayatollah of Iran, I would insist, as part of the peace agreement, that Congress sign a treaty,
agreed,
codifying in law. The only Indian, to my knowledge, that ever got a treaty, got through Congress, was Red Cloud. When he went to Washington, D.C., he met with Congress. He went to the Capitol. He did all these things because he defeated the United States Army. And that was a problem that they did not need.
But Robbie, legally, aside from the legal, I mean, we have other questions waiting, so I don't want to spend the whole show on this. But we've talked about the problems that are created by not having birthright citizenship. For example, someone's brought here as a luggage when they're 1 year old. They don't even speak their quote unquote native language. They only speak English. They only play American video games. They play Baldur's Gate. They watch Robbie West's gaming channel. They're completely American. So it's nonsensical to suggest that this person should go back to Uruguay or whatever. Yeah. It makes no sense at all. And they're supposed to live in the shadows here. And then they have kids, and then their kids are illegal too. In France, they have this problem. And you have fourth generation illegal immigrants. That makes no fucking sense.
Then the case that you need to make, and I hear what you're saying, I understand the argument. Then the case that you need to make then is that you have to pass a law through Congress, signed by the president, and you have to make the case how immigration, legal or illegal, helps me economically. You're both economically to the left of me. So the biggest problem that we have is wage suppression and rising inflation. Immigration is a net drain on wages.
They're related, but they're not the same issue, Robbie, right?
But it's all tied in together. So the point that you have to make then, is that you have to explain to me how this is a good thing, and call me a racist isn't going to make it work. You have to make the case.
Nobody would embrace. There's that.
Yeah.
Two, it's not about race. I mean, you're stuck with the birthright citizenship thing. Like, I understand. Look, you can make an argument to me that this too much immigration creates a depression of wages. You can make that argument. But the issue, more so than anything else, is it's a constitutional issue.
Yeah,
I agree. Trump administration, regardless of what you feel about it, and regardless of what it may have been used as, because I disagree with you on the travel thing. I think those things weren't part of the United States. And so at the case where it's like, well, we didn't let these people in. Well, those people weren't technically part of the United States, in essence. I mean, the United States was fighting for territory going all the way to the West. The thing I'm getting at, though, is it is part of the Constitution, though, whether it's the letter of it or whether it's the intent. I mean, fuck's sake. We're stuck with the Second Amendment, right?
Right.
And it's not like we're building militias And yet they still use it under this idea of everybody has a right to bear arms up to a bazooka and up to missiles. Nonsense. Like, just in the same way that I'm stuck with the Second Amendment, which should be tweaked. We're stuck with the citizenship thing. I don't need the citizenship thing, to be honest.
I mean, we ignore the Second Amendment all the time. Every gun control law in the country is unconstitutional. They should all be thrown out and nullified. But to kind of take it a step further.
Should I have a missile launcher in my backyard?
Why not? If you can afford it, go for it. I should be able to go to Walmart, buy a tank.
And you, as my neighbor, should be perfectly okay with me having a missile launcher in my backyard.
Listen, I'll go out there and help you shoot the sucker. Yeah, 100%. Absolutely.
Just don't let your dog so cool. piss on your lawn.
But Robbie, I will tell you, most people would not be okay with me doing that.
The vast majority of people are stupid. So I understand the argument that you're making, but it all comes down to, at the end of the day, is the Constitution a dead document or a living one? I think it's a dead one. It's a dead one.
Alexander Hamilton was really clear.
You think the Constitution is a dead document?
100%.
Oh, I so disagree.
That's not what the founders wanted.
Of course it is, because that's why I have the ability to go in and amend the Constitution. It has to be able to be changed. It's not holy writ. I mean, and Ted, I've told you this before, and I'm a creature of the right. I think that the Constitution that we currently have is woefully in need of being replaced, because the world in which it was written no longer exists. This is not 13 agrarian colonies. This is a transcontinental empire.
We got to move on. But let me just say, I want to get the last word on this, just because I'm going to be a jerk about it.
You're the host.
I think that, it's like, it's totally possible. I'm in favor of carefully controlled borders, which we have not had as well, because you're not a nation state without it. And that, like, we have to deal with the people who came in under the previous policies, and we have to be humane to them and treat them with dignity and respect as much as possible.
100%. Listen, I want mass deportations on a massive scale done in a humane manner. Like, for example, if you're here from Guatemala, I don't want to send you to South Sudan. That's not what
you came here when you were one. You shouldn't be sent back. Okay,
send your ass back, man, woman, and child. You're gone,
because there's no back.
There sure is.
It's not. You're not. You're not from there. You're not from there.
Goodbye.